This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Oh, you ready to be hungover, Keith?
I am ready. I'm always ready. This is like a regular Tuesday, though, for me, Jones. Really not all that concerned about it.
Just more people looking at you.
I heard the speculation about it this morning as I'm driving in, minding my business, listening to the Greg Hill Show, they always do.
They were very rude.
Oh, is Keefe here yet? I'm ready to be here.
Very rude. I agree.
I'm fine.
I feel like
a spring chicken.
I can't believe that Greg was out later than we were. I genuinely can't believe it.
He's used to it. He's been doing this for years.
He's conditioned
for it.
He's
been a morning show host for many years.
Built for this.
Built different.
Greg is built different. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. I think that is what it is. Because, like, Courtney was gone. Wiggy left with us.
Yep.
We kept it raging. I said this to the guys. We kept this raging at the Applebee's Middletown. So we kept that going on pretty good last night.
Credit to the people there at the Applebee's. We were the youngest there by 30 years.
Easily.
Amazing.
I mean,
it was amazing.
By a few decades, we were the youngest people there for sure. Nice.
It was pretty incredible.
Brag, bro. It is. There's going to be a lot of brags going on on this show today. But no, we're very happy to be at the Lobster Bar in Newport.
Yep.
We were out at the Landing last night. Still feeling it today. But if you're looking for a spot to come out, hang out, we're going to be here all day long. A lot of people are already here for the Greg Hill Show. Greg is still floating around, picking up all the free stuff.
They have a lot of things. They got a lot
of
things.
So much swag. You got a nice gift last night.
I got a great gift last night. I shared it on the Greg Show, but for those that missed it,
okay,
we should probably put this out because this was a big tease and a big reveal. So yesterday on the show, Alan from Nashville,
who we met last night,
and lied about being from Nashville for some reason we had not figured out.
At all from Nashville, yep.
But Alan, he had already messaged Courtney. He had a gift for Courtney, which ended up being like a Taylor Swift signed CD. He calls our show, and he's like, "Who likes corn?" I was like, "Well, I like corn very much.
Not me.
So he's like, "I got something for you." And I had no idea what it was going to be. I thought it might be a pick. Turns out it is a comic book, a Spawn comic book, which they did a crossover back in the 90s with Korn, and every member of the band signed it.
It's very impressive.
It's probably a one of a kind.
I feel like it's not getting a big enough pop. It's very, very impressive.
People are confused. A lot of confusion. I'm excited about it. It's two of my favorite things, all wrapped up into one.
Nice, nice, nice.
So thank you to Alan for coming out and everybody that came out last night.
Thank you to Alan. Thank you to everybody who came out last night. Everybody who's here today at the Lobster Bar hanging out. We've already met a lot of you. Stop by in the break. Say hello. We're going to be here again all day long. Any highlights aside from your free gift from Alan last night?
Met a few people that listen every day. Love the show very much. And actually, Alan wasn't the only one that calls under an alias. Another guy felt some sort of guilt. And I won't.
They're ashamed. Ashamed to call this show.
I won't out him. He's like, hey, you might know me as so and so from so and so, but I'm really so and so from Newport. And I was like, okay, well that's fine. If you want to clear your conscience on that, that's fine. You don't have to give us a real name when you call it.
You see this gentleman here in the red Narragansett baseball hat?
Yes, I do. Him? You don't need a point.
We got our tabs mixed up last night. He's a Jones, and I got my tab, and I'm like, I guarantee you got stuck with all the beers that I ordered last night.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, he's... I owe him. He said it went to a good cause. It was my hangover.
Yeah.
So
I think I had some of that. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. which was good. No, my highlight was today. I went downstairs. I got a nice soak in the hot tub this morning.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Where was my invite?
I think you were still asleep. I went downstairs. I checked out the pool. I said that pool's too cold for me. I'm not ready for this in my my current state. But I went downstairs. I jumped
a hot tub.
I jumped right in the hot tub. Another couple walked in.
Yeah.
And they're like, "How is it in there?" I'm like, "I wish it was warmer." they were in the pool, but I could tell they wanted to get in the hot tub, and they were waiting for me to get out of the hot tub.
Was it inspired by the couple that we met last night that told us, and perhaps it was about to be an overshare, but they said, "We begin every morning with a hot tub."
I was worried about where that conversation was going.
Great way to start the day.
But that is that he, yeah, the husband makes coffee. They hop in the hot tub.
And I was like, are any of these
dot, dot, dot?
Like, yeah, yeah. Legitimately make coffee, have a hot tub.
That's how they do every
that's
day.
A great day. It's a great start.
It's a lovely, lovely day. We're having a lovely day here as well. The Greg Hill Road Show after show is what we're calling it here at the Lobster Bar in Newport. We were talking a little bit in the crossover there, or I guess earlier, about Drake May.
Yeah.
And the struggles he's had at OTAs, the struggles that the offense has had at OTAs. How concerned should we be? Wiggy's not concerned at all. He's not bothered at all. He said if it continues into the preseason, he'll be concerned. So at least there's a deadline there, a timeline. How concerned should we be about it?
It's low for me as well. I mean, we have our famous panic meter that goes to 100.
Yes.
Like, I think it's got to be still like less than 12. Like, it's going to be pretty low.
Oh, that's low.
It's low for me, and it's because at least it's getting a little bit better, and we are so far away from the season. I'm with Mike Vrabel. All this stuff counts. You can't just throw any of it out, but I think it's obviously going to be a work in progress. Like, I would have been almost more surprised if new offense, new teammates, he shows up and is just, like, lights out right away. That would have been more surprising than hearing about some of the early going struggles.
Yeah, I am surprised, just being out, talking to the people, which I do very rarely, I am surprised how many people are really stoked and excited for the Patriots. Like, pretty much everybody we talked to last night, they're like, I want to hear more Patriots. I'm excited for the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be really good, which I guess reflects the betting markets, right?
Yeah.
They're favored in 11 games. Their over-unders, 8.5 wins. We talk about this a lot. So I guess I understand some of the hype and the excitement. But, yeah, I was surprised how excited people are. And it just means guys like Drake May, Curran said this earlier this week, late last week, you know, he's going to get comped to Jason Tatum going into year two. He's the number three pick. There's going to be high expectations for a reason, and I think there's going to be a lot of scrutiny on Drake May and the team this year if they don't live up to expectations.
I think what's happening right now
we're seeing some of it with the same thing that's going on with the Red Sox. Like,
we
thought the Red Sox were going to be good. They weren't, and now they're dealing with it, and they're getting a lot of blowback. I'm not saying the Patriots will be like the Red Sox, but I do think they're going to have a lot of scrutiny, a lot of eyeballs, and a lot of that hype right now means people are going to be watching it closely.
Yeah, I think that at least right now people can write off, myself included, that it's May, and so that it's not the end of the world. I do think the expectations similar to the Red Sox are sky high. So if you jump into week one and there's a lot of people that just want to put their finger in their ears about what the practices look like and certainly like unpadded practices look like, but if he scuffles in the game, like I think people are already assuming there's going to be this big year two jump. So I think it'll be pretty loud in season, even week one, as simple as early as week one.
Are you with Wiggy if it's the preseason we start to be
concerned? More. I mean, I think like, just because everybody watches
those
that.
Are games.
It's more like
you're
reading about and you're like, whatever, guys are working. You can excuse away working on stuff in practice and things like that. But I think when it comes to watching it firsthand against another team, we always overrate the preseason, right? Like a certain player you might like more.
I definitely do.
Ralph Webb looked like he was going to win everything.
I mean, Joe Milton.
Yeah, Joe Milton, right. So I mean, so if your starters go out there and it's like a three and out and then the backup comes in and does better, I think there's obviously gonna be an overreaction to that. Or maybe not even an overreaction, but just like more cause for concern once you see it with your own eyes in like live action.
617-779-7937. That's your phone number for Jones and Keefe live in Newport today. Still all the same bells and whistles we typically do. We got a top five Friday, which I actually need to define again, Keefe.
Yeah.
In my hazy state last night, I'm not sure I quite got it.
We have two.
Top five, yeah, which is true. We got two of these.
Two.
top five NBA players who will move this offseason?
It's wordy, but it's I think it's important.
Not trade, move.
No.
Correct?
So that, oh, no, you moved.
Free agents or
yeah,
trades?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I have my list.
So guys who will be on new teams next year.
So we'll do that coming up at 10:45. We're also familiarizing ourselves with the menu here.
Yes.
We're going to get the top five things we want to eat on the Lobster Bar menu. We'll do that at 11:45.
That's a selfish one, but that's, we're going to put that out anyway.
If we couldn't beg anymore, we're going to make sure we do that live at 11:45. We got the Friday four-pack at 11:30, week in review at 12:45, so a lot of good stuff. We'll get to the Red Sox here as well. Oh, and I buried the lead. Tim Welsh of Providence.
Yes.
He's going to join us.
Very good.
The former Providence head coach is going to join us high noon-ish. I'm being told.
We'll be here.
So we'll talk some hoops with him, some Celtics offseason with him, NBA Finals preview potentially as well. Again, it's 617-779-7937. No, I think my concern level is higher than yours. It's not a full-on freakout.
Yeah.
I still am banking on the Patriots. I mean, I'd still pick them to win 9 games, just like I did when the schedule first came
out.
So I haven't changed my mind on that. But I am a little more skeptical. I feel a little worse than I did 2 OTAs ago. When the quarterback goes out and throws 4 picks, I'm not going to ignore it. I'm not going to pretend like the offense did it on purpose, like some people do.
No, I'm not there.
So, and then you follow it up with an uneven day. So, look, the defense should be ahead of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You just said there's a lot of changes. It's a new system. It's a new coordinator. There's new personnel, although some of that personnel is too busy partying on a boat to show up.
Well,
but there are a lot of new factors. There are, some improvements that'll be made. But right now, I feel worse than I did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are definitely excuses that you can make, but then you feel like, all right, now we're back in that same spot that we were in before, making excuses for the quarterback. And, like, this quarterback individually is better than Mac Jones, better than Bailey Zappi, better than the version of Cam Newton that the Patriots had, but you're still coming up with different sort of excuses. Because at some point, it's going to have to be him, like, regardless of what he has around him, regardless of the coaching staff, like, he's going to have to be good enough to elevate that. And I think that's still an unknown. And, you know, going into year two, we bring this up a lot. Like, that quarterback draft class is pretty interesting to compare him to guys. Like, Jaden Daniels ran away from all those guys last year. Caleb Williams and Drake May are kind of in the similar boat. Like, I'm sure they have days of practice where you're like, yeah, I think this guy might be the guy. Then they have other ones where you're like, oh, man, they're kind of further away than I thought. And then it kind of ping-pongs back and forth. And then you just hope that by the time the season starts, both of those guys have new offensive coaches, new head coaches. You think that, all right, maybe we'll see what they can do. I mean, what they can tap into. Can they be top 10 quarterbacks in the league? Like, is that the goal for Drake May in year two?
I think he could be.
Yeah,
I don't know that I would bet on that, but I don't think
he starts the year there. But I think that there's a possibility that he gets there.
Well, and we talked about Herbert yesterday. Like Herbert, and I know he's not a rookie or a second year player, but Herbert with a new coach and a new offense, they started out run heavy, winning games on defense. They let him throw more as the year went along. So I could see that ascension out of May. I've asked you this before. Can they be the team we think? I think 9 wins. You think 10 wins. Can they be that team if May doesn't make a leap? Like, in other words, can they win games running in defense?
Yeah.
Yes?
I think so.
Because of the schedule.
Because of the
schedule. Because of who they have to play.
Well, yeah, but then it would be a so this is, like, worst-case scenario Drake May, right? Like, 2021, Mac Jones won 10 games. The Pittsburgh Steelers, year in and year out, post-Roethlisberger, win 9 or 10 games with bad quarterback play. So I think their defense is good. Like, that's more of a oversell of the defense. More of those close score games go your way because of the coaching staff. They have a good run game, right? Like, everything else is elevated, and you play all trash bag teams. I think that would help. I think it's possible. Like, I think you could be, like, if you're a Steeler fan, the last 3 years, you're, like, 9-7 or whatever, and you're like, is this team any good? Like, no. Like, you have no chance. But you have a winning record, and you're in the playoffs more often than not. So I think we've seen examples of teams that don't have even very good quarterback play still find ways to win games. If you had a normal schedule, I'd probably say no.
I mean, look, Vrabel's won games that way. I mean, I just stick to the head coach. That's how Vrabel won games in Tennessee. Yeah. They didn't have a good quarterback. I mean, Tannehill was okay, I guess, some of those seasons. He had Mariota before that. He won a bunch of games until the last 2 years, so he's shown he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the easiest way to do it is the easiest way to win in the NFL. You have your quarterback breakout, and I think that's in the range of outcomes, but I haven't seen enough of that early on in OTAs. Admittedly, it's only OTAs.
Right.
But going off that, I feel a little more nervous than I did a couple of weeks ago. So we'll talk about that all day long. 617-779-7937. We'll get to Steph Diggs as well. I see, and if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you get a lovely view.
Yeah, any boats?
A lovely view of, what is this? Is this the Narragansett Bay? Should I know this? What is this out there? The ocean. I see lots of boats out there. I don't see the Cardi B Steph Diggs boat out there.
No.
But you never know.
That's more Miami. I think that's a little bit more, a little south.
It's a little
south of here.
It is. I don't want to complain.
No, I love it.
It is a little chilly here today.
I actually prefer it.
You, yeah?
I'll be honest. Yeah. I would rather be cold than hot.
You came more ready. You came with a hoodie. I have a hoodie in the car.
This is the best clothing for every weather.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing shorts
basketball
and a long
shorts.
Sleeve, like, hoodie.
Yeah.
But, like, thin.
Yeah.
So if
that's
you're
your
hot,
daily, you put pretty much your daily attire.
I wear it every day.
Yeah.
So if you're hot, you put the sleeves up.
Yeah.
Cold, you put the sleeves down. It's good from 45 to 75 degrees. So you're in good shape with one of these.
I am feeling that a little bit. But we'll get to Steph Diggs and the Pats as well. Jones and Keefe at the Lobster Bar in Newport, Rhode Island. Plenty of time to stop by and say hello. We'll be hanging out until 2 o'clock. Greg Hill Show, Road Show, After Show, as we're referring to it. We will get to the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. We got two top fives on a top five Friday for you.
Wow.
And Tim Welsh at high noon. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. We got more thoughts on the Pats. Steph Diggs and Tom Curran with some interesting thoughts on Drake May. We'll get to all of it next.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox were off last night and returned to action tonight, looking to snap a five-game losing streak when the Sox begin a three-game series with the Braves in Atlanta. First pitch is at 7:15. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Stein Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw is perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets the ball in the series opener against the Braves' Grant Holmes. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Ockhand at 6:15. The Knicks stayed alive in the Eastern Conference Finals with an 111-94 Game 5 win over the Pacers at Madison Square Garden. Knicks got Jalen Brunson led all scorers with 32 points. The Pacers still lead the series 3-2 with Game 6 tomorrow night in Indiana. It will be a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Final after the Edmonton Oilers eliminated the Dallas Stars with last night's 6-3 Game 5 win. The Oilers will host the Florida Panthers in Game 1 on Wednesday night. And tomorrow night, the New England Revolution will be in Canada taking on CF Montreal. Kickoff is at 7:30. There's lots of things to celebrate this month, from Mother's Day to Memorial Day and finding money you didn't even know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
We have no idea what that substance is, Stephon Diggs. And I'm not here to absolve him and, defend him. But it's a video. We have no idea what's going on there. The NFL certainly isn't going to suspend anybody for some sort of video. I mean, when was the last time you heard about a player being suspended for street drugs? So to me, this is one of these typical NFL offseason, not much going on. The Patriots haven't practiced in a week. They got sick of talking about Drake May's interceptions, and it's much to do about nothing. It's completely overblown.
Greg Bedard on his podcast, No Big Whoop. Stephon, we're all just bored. That's why we're talking about Stephon Diggs on a boat. You agree with that, Keith?
No, I don't. I mean, and I get the overall point. We were saying this right off the rip. Like, I don't think it's the end of the world, like what he had with him and all that stuff and just like being on a boat. But I do think when Mike Vrabel's first question is asked about it and he has to deal with it, and it's just like time away from like any football type of topic. I don't know how you can look at it and say it's nothing. You know, like it's this video that's been picked up a million times. I don't think you, like, release the guy or anything, and that, who knows if there's even going to be, like, league penalties, but he's, like, one of your veteran guys that you brought in that I think you thought this you wouldn't have to worry about anything, and, like, before he even plays a game, before he even plays, like, a full padded practice, you're already dealing with that?
So
I think it's more the headache factor for Vrabel than it is, like, oh, what's in peak cocaine? Like,
but Bedard brought up, and it wasn't in that clip, but a separate portion, he talked about the league really can't do anything with Steph Diggs. The league doesn't even care about street drugs. Case in point, Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do.
So I don't think anything comes from the league. I saw Breer suggest that the reason Diggs wasn't here, and we talked about this in real time, whatever, Wednesday, whenever the story first came out, whether or not it was Vrabel who asked Diggs to stay away. That was his supposition? I highly doubt that. Just judging on the way that Vrabel talked about it.
Yeah.
But that's interesting to me. Like, are they that upset where they're like, don't even bother showing up? That doesn't ring true to me.
I hope not.
Listening to Vrabel, that doesn't ring true to me. But, yeah. Breer's a plugged-in guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I just – it's off. He's off to a bad start.
I mean, if he asked him to stay away, then that is, like, a really bad
Yeah. And look, he's off to a bad start. I don't think it's nothing. I don't think we're just bored. I think it is a story, but if you're asking me to predict the future, I think he's going to be on the team. I think he'll be back week four, certainly by week five when they play Buffalo. And when he's on the field, he'll be productive. I mean, that would be my prediction.
Yeah, but, obviously I'm more worried about the knee than I am, what he does on boats and things like that. But I think just it's one of these things that's become a topic for the Patriots. And Mike Vrabel has to deal with it. And you're like, you already have a room of guys that just were doing all the wrong things last year. Right, and again, varying degrees. Like, it's not like criminal things that they were doing, but it was just eye rolls and like head scratches. And you're like, what is this guy saying now? They ended up cutting a couple of guys that like posted stuff on Instagram. Maybe not directly because of that, but it was all on the long line of stuff. Like every one of those receivers. So now you bring in a guy that's played more games than everybody else, and now like he's doing stuff too that you're just like, oh my god, with this,
it's the kind of stuff you were hoping you weren't going to deal with as much with Mike Vrabel. It wasn't really on my radar with Diggs yelling at a quarterback, showing up a coordinator or something in game demanding the ball. Like, that was all on my radar.
Right.
But, yeah, this kind of stuff really wasn't. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Tom E. Curran was on WEEI Afternoons yesterday. He joins us high noon every Tuesday on Jones and Keefe, Tommy Tuesday. Also Thursdays on WEEI Afternoons. I thought he had some interesting thoughts on Drake May and his, inaccuracy and start to OTAs. Here's Curran yesterday.
But he is having some wild misses. They're not near misses. They're related to movement. He'll roll a little bit and throw from that kind of like a shortstop swinging at the first kind of platform, which is not ideal for perfect accuracy, but he does have accuracy with it. We've seen him make those throws, but there just seems to be a lot of them. So I don't think it's a concern. Excuse me. I don't think it's a worry. It's certainly a concern if there's a regression to having sloppy mechanics, because Alex Van Pelt spent an inordinate amount of time on those last year.
Okay. So I don't know what that means. Does that mean Josh McDaniels isn't? Does that mean that it's just things that Drake May has to tighten up? But it goes beyond the picks is my point.
Well, this is like,
or at least what I would hone in on. It goes beyond, it's just four interceptions, no big deal. The guy's wildly inaccurate. He's skipping throws like a shortstop. Like, I don't like that.
Now, this is where I think you're one of these you can teach accuracy people,
yes.
Right? And there's been proof of it. I mean, Josh Allen, his first 2 years, even his second year where they were winning a bunch of games.
I'm really more of an accuracy is overrated.
Accuracy is overrated. You can teach it.
No, I think
you kind of can, though. Like, in a weird way, you would think that's just something that you kind of have, but I think Josh Allen is proof of that. Even like Jalen Hurts, I feel like at one point Jalen Hurts wasn't super accurate, and then now you're like, he's like pretty pinpoint. So maybe that's just something that's going to come later in his career. And like, so maybe he will have some issues with accuracy in year two, but it doesn't mean you like write him off, because I think plenty of people wrote, I mean, it'd be hilarious to dig up everything that was written and said about Josh Allen halfway through his second year. I think people were ready to move on from the guy, and now he's the best quarterback in the league.
Oh, I mean, I was, I don't want to say leading that charge.
Yeah.
There were probably a lot of Bills fans leading
sure.
that charge.
Oh,
I didn't believe in Josh Allen early on in his career. And, yeah, I thought the inaccuracy would catch up to him. I thought he was too turnover-prone. And he's cleaned a lot of that up. I mean, he'll still turn it over, not as much last year. But that's the kind of thing you can see out of some of these guys. 617-779-7937. Now, this is Ray in Boston, not to be confused, I don't think, with Ray in Cumberland, who I know is here. Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Ray.
Hey. I just want to speak on the behalf of the New England fans, like, I don't care what Steph Diggs does on a boat. Like, I don't care. My point I relate it to is, like, Lawrence Taylor during halftime was doing some pretty crazy stuff. I'm not going to say what it was on the radio for you guys' sake, because I don't want to get dumped out of. But, what are we going to do, take Lawrence Taylor out of the Hall of Fame?
I don't think we're asking for that. But, Ray, do you care that he's not at OTAs?
No, I don't care. Guy's a great football player. I apparently the Patriots care, but I also want to kind of just jump in on this Drake May thing. I'm like, yeah, it's got me real worried, because last time I checked, they don't say, oh, Patrick Mahomes threw four interceptions and is skipping throws off in OTAs. Like, whether the receivers can get open or not, right? Where the, like, that's one thing. It's like, man, these guys are clamped. Drake May has nowhere to go. But, like,
I agree with that to an extent. Like, I was talking about this with Wiggy earlier. He's like, oh, well, it's OTAs. Like, we've read about guys with bad starts. I'm like, I don't remember reading too much about four interception days.
No.
Like, that's an especially bad day.
And I also look at it different, like an established guy, like the caller brought up Patrick Mahomes. Like, whatever, he could skip a throw in OTAs, nobody would care. Like, if you're established, OTAs matter less. And so I guess that's where, when you go back to Steph Diggs, you're like, well, he himself is established, but is he established with this team? Is he established with this quarterback? Right? Like, that's different. It's a different team. So that's why I think you make the argument for Steph Diggs should be there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I care that he's not at OTAs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care about what happened on the boat. I care if he gets disciplined. Like, I care if the league has to step in and he can't be out there. But that's ultimately what I care about. Is he on the field? Is he out there? Is he going to be himself? And when the caller says he's a great player, well, he was.
Yeah.
He's coming back from an injury. He's going to be 32
right.
in the middle of the year. So, I mean, he was a great player. No one's arguing that. Is he still going to be a great player? And is he doing everything it takes to get out on the field? Like, that would be my skepticism with this story, and that's why I care about it.
Yeah, and I still don't know if it was a planned – like, was he planning on missing this way before the video came out?
But listening to Vrabel, do you think it sounded like it was planned?
No.
It doesn't sound like it. I mean, I don't know.
But also,
I'll cop to saying I don't know, but it doesn't sound planned.
No, but reading between the lines on Vrabel, it's impossible for me to know whether Vrabel told him to stay away. I think Vrabel would rather have him there. That's what I think.
I don't think Vrabel asked him to stay away either. Vrabel sounded like he absolutely wanted him there. So I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they just got to get the guy out there. And, like, where this goes from here, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the knee is still the utmost important thing. Like, is he going to be ready week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, regardless of what else, you know, he's been dealing with right now?
Well, and we talked about this before, but, you know, Kendrick Bourne, and Diggs is a way better player, or at least was, and has been for his career. When Bourne came back last year, he didn't come back until October.
Yeah.
And when he came back, he wasn't the same player he was pre-injury. I mean, Bourne
barely did anything last year,
and he was even eased into it a little bit. So I'd expect some of that with Diggs when he comes back, which is why I can't just excuse away the offense not doing anything without Diggs out there. Mm-hmm. The caller's right. Ryan Boston's right. Like, he's still going to be throwing to Pop Douglas. He's still going to be throwing to, I guess Mac Hollins and Kyle Williams are newer guys. Maybe Booty. Players like this. I hope not Javon Baker. I hope not Jalen Polk. But if Diggs isn't ready and he's not rehabbing the way he should be and he's not out there week one, that's your receiving core. That stinks.
It does stink. So does he still get the receivers or bad excuse? If Diggs isn't playing.
I'm not giving it to him, no.
Yeah, but it's pretty bad. Now, like, Mahomes...
Let's see if Williams can play, but maybe if Williams can't and Diggs is way behind schedule, maybe, but not early in the year, especially with Diggs, I assume, coming back around the beginning of October.
And, like, Jaden Daniels had Terry McLaurin and not much else after that.
Right.
Right, so if you're able to put up those kind of numbers and win that many games with just McLaurin, that kind of hurts the argument for giving May excuses about Steph Diggs.
See, a Aquidneck going out for a sail there.
That's a big boat.
That is a big boat.
Or that a ship?
No, that's a
boat.
That's a sailboat.
Sailboat.
That's what I call that. I heard
it's good size.
I
think you'll be able to see it on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You should be able to. The people from the Intrepid stopped by. I don't know that Wiggy was willing to go out on that. Wiggy said he's more of a yacht guy, not so much of
a... Is that right?
Like
a parked yacht?
He's more of a yacht guy. He's not like an America's Cup style, because he doesn't like the tilting of the boat, which I was kind of with him on.
So he gets seasick, is what you're saying. Well, I think you can wear one of those little bracelets.
I think he's afraid of falling in the ocean, which I wouldn't really want to do either. I don't want to tip off a boat.
I like a good swim, though.
Look, I like a soak as much as anybody.
Yeah, you were there this morning.
I took one this morning. I'm not trying to fall into the ocean off like a schooner. I'm not trying to do that.
That's exciting. That's the Aquidneck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's out for a little sale.
Is the 8 rings plus 1 dock somewhere?
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right.
We got our eyes out for Steph Diggs' boat. We got our eyes out for the the 1 plus 8 rings.
Oh yeah, 1 plus 8 rings.
Yeah, 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 very, very classy name.
Yeah,
for sure. So Jones and Keefe at the Lobster Bar in Newport. It is the Greg Hill Show Road Show After Show. We got 2 top 5s for you on a top 5 Friday. We're gonna go over the menu here. Top 5 things we want to eat. Very selfishly, we'll do that at 11:45. Coming up about 5 minutes from now, the top 5 players that can move in the NBA this offseason. It's a little wordy, but we're going to get right to it. Tim Welsh going to join us at high noon. We'll talk some Celtics offseason, NBA offseason as well, live at the Lobster Bar in Newport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
He's live at the Lobster Bar in Newport. Greg Hill Road Show after show. Hanging out. Thank you. Still feeling the after effects of the get-together last night, Keefe. A little pre-show party.
Yeah, you need a little hair of the dog.
You know what? I do need a little hair of the dog. I've mixed in some coffee, some water. That's not
That's
not quite getting it done. We should have done a top five Friday hangover solution.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we should have done. If we were really thinking.
All right, impromptu.
Hair of the dog. Yeah, I mean, that's number one with a bullet.
Cold pizza?
Oh, cold. Yeah, that'll do. Something greasy to eat.
Cold Chinese food?
Yeah, yeah, nice.
And a Gatorade.
I'm going to tell you, this is no offense to the Hojo's Middletown, but the breakfast this morning was delicious.
Oh, nice.
It did not quite. You didn't have the breakfast?
No.
What?
No. I don't eat in the morning.
You didn't go for a soak? You didn't get the breakfast? What's wrong with you?
I stayed in bed as long as possible, then got up and came here.
See, now you have two kids, so you were able to sleep. I woke up at 6, like normal.
So I woke up at 6, eyes wide open, like looking around. I'm like, I don't need to go anywhere. And then I just laid there for like an hour. Then I fell back asleep and had like a weird dream. And then and then here I am. That's the problem.
I was like, up at 6, getting breakfast, taking a soak. That's what I was doing. So anyway, maybe we'll mull that one over a little bit more. Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe live here in Newport. We're doing the top, and this is not wordy at all.
No.
The top 5 players who could.
NBA players.
NBA players, yeah. Who could move this offseason. Could.
Who will move.
Will move this offseason. Yeah. I'm sorry. Why don't you give me the list first, Keefe?
All right, I'm going to start at number 5 to really build the suspense. Jrue Holiday. I think there's just a lot of smoke around that one. Jrue Holiday is going to go. He's got 3 years left on his deal. I think a contending team is going to want him. He's not the same as he was. We saw that firsthand. But unfortunately, he's going to be gone. Another team that's dealing with the apron stuff is the Cleveland Cavs. So I think Darius Garland might be gone.
Oh, you love him.
I do.
That's your guy.
That's why he's number 4 on my list. Okay. He's a good player.
He would not make any list of mine.
I think he's good, and I think Evan Mobley's big contract kicks up next year. They're already paying Donovan Mitchell a lot of money. They obviously didn't win it this year. They're going to have to make some changes. Number 3, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's going to be gone. The guy changes teams all the time. I would add this year to that as well. I think Devin Booker also gets dealt.
I thought about Booker. He's not on my list, but I did think about him.
I think the Suns have been trying to rebuild that thing for the longest time. He's been a part of it. He's a great player, but how do you not even make the playoffs with Booker and Durant? I think they might just blow up the whole thing, and you could get a ton probably for Booker, not as much for Durant. And then the most obvious one's Giannis, so I have Giannis as number 1. Okay, for sure going to be on a new team.
So only one Celtic. Why is Porzingis not on there, just out of curiosity?
It's only 1 year on the deal, and I also think there's a better chance he might stay than Jrue Holiday. Like I think Jrue Holiday, if I had to bet one guy to be gone more than the other, it'd be Holiday.
Okay, so we got Jrue Holiday 5, we got Darius Garland 4, we have who again, 3? What did he say? Oh, are people getting married right behind us? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be a first.
Congratulations to the lucky couple. Wonderful nuptials going on back there.
You guys want to do a post-show?
Congrats, guys.
Come on.
Congrats. Honestly, you still have time, but that's okay. You still have a moment.
I love, though, so I'm for it.
I'm obviously for
good,
it.
Good catch over there.
Yeah, good call. All right. It's like behind you.
You never know what you're going to see in Newport.
So it could be like a big bird or like another boat.
You have Durant, you have Booker, you have Giannis all on your list. Okay. My list, I'm starting big here, Keith, at number five. I got Jaylen on the list.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's low. He would be higher based on talent.
Yep.
But he's low on the list because I'm the least confident out of these five names that Jaylen moves. When Shams is talking about Jaylen as a name that's in play, he didn't say it's likely, but the Celtics have to do big things this offseason. Bill Chisholm wants to come in, make big moves, and that's the biggest one you can make.
That's huge.
The Tatum injury gives him an excuse to do it. I don't think they'd do it otherwise. Jaylen Brown, number five on my list of NBA players who will move this offseason. I have Zion Williamson on there.
Good one.
I don't know that he rises to the level of all these other players.
Do you like him?
I used to. I don't know that you possibly can anymore.
Can't rely on him, but when he's out there, like I love
how about
him.
This? Zion Williamson. Sucker's better buying opportunity.
I think it's a buying opportunity.
I think it might be a buying opportunity.
Don't you see like one season of him putting it together and like you need to capitalize on that season and then he's going to break down like the next year?
Yeah, so I don't know where he's going to wind up. I do think Zion Williamson moves this offseason. You don't have LeBron on your list? I have LeBron.
I think he stays with the Lakers.
So this is why I don't have him one or two. I think there's a chance he goes back to the Lakers and opts in.
Where else would he go, you think?
Good question. Don't know. Okay. I mean, I really don't have a great feel for it, but where could he wind up? I mean, who has the most money in the league? Could he go to Brooklyn and do what they tried to do there before?
Oh, my God.
Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, but wouldn't he just stay with Luka unless he doesn't like Luka and, like, try to
– do you think he likes Luka?
I don't know.
I don't really get the vibe that that's a long-term fit.
But he went to L.A. so he could make Space Jam 2. So I think he still has like a production company and stuff.
I'm not telling you I have a great theory on where he's going.
Yeah.
But he is number three on my list. Number two is Durant. I think Durant absolutely is moving this offseason. I thought about Booker. Durant will move. And Giannis is number one.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis, we kind of clowned on him a little bit. We hated his comments when they got eliminated a couple years ago. He was in our tier for loser who won.
Yes.
But he was a unanimous first-team All-NBA, third of the MVP vote. Like, he's still nasty. And that's why, like, the team he goes to immediately becomes a contender. And, like, we can poke holes in it and be like, wow, the guy's going to let you down at some point. But where do you think is the most likely landing spot for Giannis?
That's what I was just going to ask. So I don't know. I mean, I kind of thought at the beginning of the offseason the number one pick for Dallas made some sense. I don't know where Giannis is going to wind up.
Houston
would make some sense.
Memphis?
So I never rule out Miami. And I don't really know how they'd make it work necessarily. I don't know what pieces they would give up. I don't know who he would play with. I don't even know how good they would be.
Right.
I never really rule out a place like that. I don't know that they're going to try to keep him in the East, but I don't rule out a place like that.
It could. There was one report that said he might want to stay in the East, but that might not be up to him. I mean,
was it Get Up yesterday, or was it First Take? I forget. Windhorst was saying the Celtics are one of the teams that can make a move.
What?
Jaylen for Giannis?
No, that's a Wiggy thing. Wiggy's on that.
But you're a no.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Mm.
I like Jaylen. I don't even like Giannis, but he's so good.
He is really good.
You just said he was third in the MVP vote. He's first team All NBA in his sleep. Giannis, I'm getting thumbs down over here.
Yeah, we're getting a thumbs down on Giannis.
I think Giannis and Tatum, I really don't know how it would fit, but Giannis is better than Jaylen. I think that's a move you have to make.
All right, so he has 2 years left and then a player option. So
isn't he cheaper too?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, it's the same. It's 57 next year, 62 the year after that.
So shorter term.
Yeah.
So there is a financial benefit, maybe not in the AAV.
But so that's like for next year, you might be a little bit better if you made that swap. But in 27, do you think Tatum and Brown finally figuring out how to play together? Or do you want to try Tatum and Giannis trying to figure out how to play together? Do you think they'd be all right?
I usually bet on talent. I mean, the wild card is Tatum and Brown have done it.
Yeah.
So that's the wild card. But can they do it with a stripped-down team? I don't know. You may need to up the talent level.
Giannis also would be a bizarre fit here because he doesn't really shoot threes.
No, well, that's
I mean, he's bad at it, but he also doesn't take many.
That's kind of what I would find intriguing about it.
Yeah, right.
You know?
That would be a complete change of philosophy.
If Giannis is here, I hope they're not just going to let him fire away 10 threes a night. Like, I hope they don't turn him into Derek White. I hope they're going to let Giannis do what he does to a degree.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting. I don't think it's super likely, but I think they're one of the teams that if they're looking to make changes and they have pieces that could move – and I think they're one of the teams that could pull off a Giannis trade.
Yeah, and we sort of started talking about this because Shams earlier in the week during his interview with McAfee was saying how this is going to be the craziest offseason ever.
Yep.
So if it really is the craziest, like,
What would it have to take for it to be the craziest offseason? Would it have to be like Giannis and LeBron and Durant? Would it have to be like all those guys?
Yeah, and Jalen.
I was going to say, it probably has to be this list.
And
otherwise,
and the Celtics like tearing the thing down.
Otherwise, he's selling us a bill of goods.
Right.
Because there's been a lot of crazy offseasons. The NBA is crazy all the time. The NBA has crazy trade deadlines. Look at this year.
What do you think is going to be crazier? The NBA's offseason or the fact that is this wedding still? Is the wedding all done back here?
They wrote their own vows?
We witnessed the live wedding.
Yeah, how about that?
That was not on my.
Was that planned? Was that they get clearance here?
That was not on my radar.
Oh, it's a rehearsal.
Oh, it's a rehearsal.
You guys jumped the gun over there then a little bit.
Oh, so you do still have time. I was like, really?
You got a whole night?
Yeah.
The whole night. Get after it.
Got a lot of time to get away from that. Yeah. Okay, rehearse. All right. Well, no big deal then. I take it.
It looks like they're rehearsing it well though. Seems like
it looks. Oh, yeah. Practicing the steps.
Did you watch this season of the rehearsal? By the way.
No.
Holy mackerel! Was that. Congratulations.
Hey.
They're like, there won't be a radio show here when we really do it, right? They're like, no, these guys are going
to
be back.
They're going to try to kick us out. We will still be here.
No, so the last season or the latest season of the rehearsal with Nathan Fielder just finished. 6 episodes. It's insane. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. Not to spoil too much of it, he basically went to like 2 years of plane, like how to be a pilot. Like he's a legit pilot.
He's a wild. You never watched Nathan For You, right?
No, I gotta.
He's a wild man.
I gotta go back and watch it.
It's pretty good.
This was next level, though. I highly recommend it.
The Aquitnik is back. I'm still keeping my eyes out for the one ring plus eight or whatever they're calling it. One plus eight rings.
Yeah.
Still keep my eyes out for Bill and Jordan. All right, that's top five Friday. Top five players who will move in the NBA this offseason. We'll give you another top five coming up 1 hour from now. We got the 4-pack at 11:30. Let's talk some Red Sox. We put it off long enough. We'll get to Roman Anthony. When are they calling him up? Maybe we can read into both Craig Breslow and Alex Cora, both on this radio station yesterday, giving what I thought were very different answers on Roman Anthony. We'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.